Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, aka Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And to continue with sort of the Easter octave theme topic, you know, so many different words for what I'm trying to do, I suppose, today. I want to hone in on something that we heard from the St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. The masses on Sunday, you know, not the vigil mass, but the masses during Sunday was Colossians 3 verses 1 to 4. And there's a line in there. St. Paul wrote, "You have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God," period. Now, this is, the older I get and the more I grow my Catholic faith and the deeper I journey into the church, I find myself turning more and more to the letter to Colossians. I just love it. It's got my favorite verse in all of Scripture, 1:24. I complete what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, the church. You know, that's been my go-to verse for years in terms of, I find such solace in it. And this particular, the question is, who is our life being hidden from, for lack of a better word? You know, it says your life is hidden with Christ in God. And you can take that a multitude of ways, you know, and Paul sort of fills in a little bit more after this. As I've been sitting with it, and as I was preparing my message for Sunday, you know, in a certain way, we have to admit, I believe, that we are hidden from ourselves. And we grow in seeing ourselves and understanding ourselves through Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, who has, you know, the Father brought us into existence through Christ. And we are journeying back to the Father through Christ. All this, of course, by the power of the Holy Spirit. So it is only really through Christ and in Christ and by Christ that we can see ourselves as we are meant to be seen, as we are meant to be understood, as we can be perceived. For it is through the light of faith made known through Christ that we are being revealed to ourselves. You know, we are, and of course, I mean little R revelation. I don't mean big R revelation, like the Word of God. Little R revelation. We are being revealed to ourselves. You know, and in this own way, you know, the person themselves are a mystery. You know, we struggle with understanding ourselves. You know, I've learned this in my life in ministry. I've learned it in my life with, you know, being a minister in the church, in my academic studies, in my familial relationships and all this. I'm like, I'm just finding more things out about myself through these points of connectivity with others, and particularly foremost in the penultimate way, has been through my relationship with Jesus Christ, who's always showing me something new about myself, whether it's, you know, giving me a correction, whether it's guiding me, whether it's showing me, whether it's helping me to understand. You know, so when I approach this verse, "For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God," you know, we have died to the self, we have died to sin and death. We are people that have journeyed into that death by Jesus Christ. And therefore, what life we have has now been hidden in Christ, who is God. You know, I just love this verse so much. You know, and what comes right before it is, think what it is, you know, we're trying to, my mind's just so giddy. You know, Colossians makes me very giddy. You know, Paul reminds us earlier on in this passage, If then you were raised with Christ, if we have to maintain our relationship with this great gift that is the resurrection. So if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above and where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not what is on earth. You know, this is I've met many people through the years that thought they could build literally the kingdom on earth. You know, you see this through certain people that lean into notions of communism, that somehow we can build heaven on earth. You know, it's not going to happen. The fall is still a reality. All right. People have rejected Christ in this world. You know, there are issues that's going to keep any aspect of humanity from building heaven on earth. But that doesn't mean we can't taste. That doesn't mean we don't begin to enter in. That doesn't mean that we aren't helping to make known the kingdom. These are three very important things. And all this, of course, comes through evangelization, through the sharing of Jesus Christ, through helping Christ to be known, and Christ becoming known in our lives has a multitude of different impacts on us. And one of them I just wanted to focus on a little bit today for us is the reality that he is revealing us to ourselves, because we are hidden in him. And thus, through embracing him, through growing in relationship with him, through being present to him, through being just laid bare before him, we are being revealed to ourselves. We are becoming more known to ourselves because Jesus Christ's gift of his eternal light, his splendor, his glory. So, and of course, St. Paul goes on to say, and this is the last verse of the passage, when Christ, your life, appears, then you will appear with him in glory. You know, so a lot is happening. And I just wanted to focus on that aspect of being hidden in Christ. And what does that mean for us as we seek to journey ever deeper into this relationship? And of course, who's really impacted me too, St. Teresa of Avila, who talks about the journeying into that interior castle, where our Lord is waiting for us by this fountain that he has placed inside of us. So Teresa's also obviously working in the background for me too. So journey with Christ, journey to Christ, journey by Christ. And in so doing, I believe we will be able to get to know ourselves. And in knowing ourselves, be able to give even more honor, glory, praise, and reverence to our God, who has done so many things for us, even though we have deserved nothing. Let us be not afraid, and through the light of faith, get to know who we are in, by, and through Jesus Christ, who in revealing himself to us through faith, helps us to also know ourselves who are hidden in him. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here, please make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a little review for me. It really does help other people find me. If you want more of my content, you can go to my website, thefrankfriar.com. That is thefrankfriar.com. There you can find videos I've done through you that are on YouTube. You can find things I've written. You can find different memes I made for people to carry around inside the karma. You can also email me through that website. All of this at thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.